The Ghana Registered Nurses Association is calling on government and stakeholders in the health sector to, as a matter of urgency, restore the conversion difference of the single spine to avert any labor agitation in the near future. It also considers reasons given for the abolition of the allowances for nurses and midwife trainees as a lame argument, saying the payment of allowances is justifiable as it gives quality and accelerated training. The president of the association, Kwekwe Santokrobia, expressed these sentiments at a national council meeting in Accra to discuss challenges facing the association. We bring you a report by Rita Nyakon and Sheena Sitiyama.
Mr. Santokrobia noted that it is disheartening that since the implementation of the single spine salary structure, members have not been paid the proposed incremental credit. He added that the market premium payment to public sector workers is also under some threat of reduction. Mr. Santokrobia said the association is unhappy about the abolition of import duty waiver of smaller engine cars. He said this incentive package, which was being offered to some public sector professionals, benefited nurses and midwives, and this abolishment will affect their members since it is difficult for them to purchase vehicles. Mr. Santokrobia explained why the association is against the abolition of nurses and midwives training allowance.
Fortunately, at this moment, we have not received any official communication by government or the Ministry of Health that the allowances of our trainees in the various trainee institutions are going to be abolished. A lot of discussions have gone on suggesting the abolition of the trainee allowances of nurses and midwives. The proponents hold the view that the social intervention and popular idea from the viewpoint of the association has outlived its usefulness. The association considers reasons adduced for the abolition of the allowances as a lame argument. For we hold the position that paying allowances for nurse and midwife trainees, if anything at all, is more justifiable than ever. The training program for them have become more complex and more demanding, requiring free grants and financial support to enable the trainees to take care of costs that are supposed to be borne by the training facility and not the students themselves.
The GRNA is therefore calling on government and stakeholders in the health sector to, as a matter of urgency, reconsider and address their sentiments. The association also asks government to resource all health facilities to ensure safety and confidence at the workplace.
That report was filed by Rita Nyako and Sheena Sitiyama.